You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Goes to the house of Betuel and tells about the story of what exactly happened. So now we see the response was, Mahashem Yatza Davar. They became such a trusted and faithful that they say this is exactly, that's what Hashem wanted it. So all of a sudden they became such a chassid and tzaddik and kadosh. So Mahashem Yatza Davar. So now the question here is, Laban, Betuel, they believe in Hashem, they say this is the hand of Hashem, it's all from above, how could be such a thing? That's what it says. You notice? They told Eliezer, this is the hand of Hashem.
Hashem put it in his mouth.
Hashem put it in his mouth, yeah. Usually, he would not put his mouth, open up his mouth if he didn't want to. I don't think Hashem could open his mouth. He was too, I think he said it himself. Did Teshuvah. So, you know, it's an interesting point that Eliezer, when he foretell, you know, what exactly happened, he says, yeah, I did prayer, and then your daughter came, and then she offered us water. So Betuel said, she didn't ask for money or anything, like a credit card or something. So no, she didn't ask anything. So then she asked, we asked him, what family you're from, and then if you have a place for us. He said, yeah, come, you know, you can stay with us. Even your camels you can bring to us. So Betuel says, really? You know, they didn't ask you if you have money or something. He said, so he said, no. So Betuel said, it cannot be. This is not our daughter. If she didn't ask you for money, and then she didn't expect anything, there's something wrong here. There's something, it cannot be our daughter. This is from Hashem. So she's not, she's not one of us. There's something happened to her.
Yeah,
so not that she, all of a sudden, they believed in Hashem. But they started doubting their daughters, and, you know, how could it be? Our family is very, what do you call it? This one.
Benachy.
Yeah, exactly.
Benachy.
If Rivka didn't ask you for money, so that means there's something wrong here. It's only from Hashem. Sheniske.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.